Everybody, hello.
Hey!
Ho, Patreon. Holy shit, Christmas weekend, Patreon.
I hope you're making something nice right now.
Yeah, let's do that. I hope
you're wrapping gifts, you're cooking.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, you're going to enjoy.
Good for you.
You're going to enjoy having a Chinese restaurant to yourself on Christmas if you want.
And stress-free weekend, three days.
Oh, good that's for amazing. You. Yeah, that's good stuff. So, but we're going to do something here. We're going to talk about, we've done documentaries a bunch here. We're going to talk about this, it's on Max, called The Garden. And it is one of the, we were on the road when Sarah was watching it. And she's like, I had to stop watching it because you need to see this. And like, she was explaining it to me. I was like, I want to see that right fucking now. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
It's called
amazing.
The Garden, Commune or Cult. Is that what it
is? Commune or Cult, I think. Yeah. And I could not remember the name of it. I kept calling it the Secret Garden, the Hidden Garden, all these different gardens. Just the
Savage Garden.
The Savage Garden. Fucking the Madison Square Garden. All these different gardens.
The Boston Garden.
Different gardens, totally. of Eden. I was really going all out. So, first of all, I guess let's explain what the hell this is.
Yeah.
First of all here. And, thank
it's
you, by
wild
the way.
Because it's storied all over the place. Before they made the documentary, evidently people have known
social
about
media.
This for a long time.
Yeah, it was a big deal on social media.
Yeah, it's like a hip breakfast
volition.
Spot now.
yeah, like a cool brunch spot. The middle of the woods. Yeah, you just shit in the hole. It's pretty cool.
Mimosas, forget it.
Man, and first of all, I want to say also to all of our patrons here, because it's been a year, thank you for being patrons and doing
truly.
This. We have, we will not stop. Sorry about only one episode this week, but if you knew just
stop
with how many
people.
And,
they're fine with it.
Yeah, I get it, but still, I feel bad. We say every other week you get two. I know it's once a year you get one, but still. It's
can't
something.
Thank you enough for making this life and this year happen because
absolutely
we don't make a killing on the road. We do fine. This is what takes care of our life, and we can't thank you enough for it.
If you knew, honestly, thank you. If you knew on the road when they propose spots to us and they're like, you'll make this much money here or this much money here. And we're like, we don't say, oh, just give us the one. We literally go, well, which is nicer? And we look at it. And I go, yes, we'll make half the money there, but our people will be twice as happy in that place than they would.
And people will show up to that one and be thrilled about it.
Plastic folding chairs at that club and at that rock club. This is like a 100-year-old theater with beautiful seats and nice chandeliers.
Let's go defile it.
Let's do that shit. Yeah, that's what I mean. Let's go there and tell murder and dick jokes. It's fucking great. That's what we prefer. So thank you for making this such a viable thing. Now, the garden, it's a commune, I guess you'd call it, where they live off the land, off the grid. They
kind of.
That's the thing that's funny is.
It's not.
It's.
They're not. They're not.
They're
growing
not living
food.
Off the
no.
land. No,
no,
they are literally dumpster diving.
Yes,
they're doing what Charles Manson, what the Manson family did. The Manson.
They're
family,
doing what the Tiger King did to feed his tigers.
Yeah, it's true. No, but the Manson family used to do the same thing. They lived in the middle of nowhere on their own, so nobody could tell them what to do. And then they would all pile into a fucking van and they go to the city and they'd all go dumpster diving and they'd bring all the shit food back. That's what they did. So they're literally, it's the exact same fucking thing that they're doing as the Manson family. Now,
it's the most uncomfortable thing. We'll get there, but it's so uncomfortable to see them do it.
It's weird. It's weird.
So
they
gross.
Don't, well, it's because they have, if someone has to do it to feed themselves because they have to, if they're homeless or if they're in a, but they're not. That's the thing that's so weird about it. It's like, go fucking buy something, you lazy asshole.
Yeah,
it's
go back to work, you fuck.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I mean. These people, they're not like, oh, well, that person has like PTSD from Iraq and they have some problems and they can't get their medication now. And that's not what's happening here. They're not.
No.
The one guy, sort of, but.
I don't even think it's that.
I think he's just a kooky fucking
and
guy
wants
anyway.
To fuck everybody.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that because that is the creepiest scene in this movie by far.
That's the crux.
that's the closer right there. So it's in Tennessee at first. The first episode is when they're moving.
Right.
They moved it to Missouri because, you know, Tennessee, the middle of nowhere, is just too close to stuff, I guess. They get a deal on some land in rural Missouri, but now they have to worry about tornadoes because they moved to Tornado Alley, basically, right. Which was not smart of them. And they have no shelter and, you know,
they're in fucking tents.
And buses they sleep
shitty
in.
Shitty buses.
Shitty old school buses and stuff like that. So the guy who owns the land, okay, because they'll constantly say, no one's in charge here. No one's in charge here. This is all a collective because
somebody's in charge.
They do the old commune thing. This is a 60s hippie commune thing. Yeah. When they do when they make decisions, they have a big meeting, you know, like a council. And they just, when they go, okay, that's on the table. We're all going to vote on it. You vote with silence. It's not.
Well, you vote by raising your hand, but they vote with the silence. If it stays silent for 10 seconds,
10 seconds,
it passes.
With your fingers, and they count down one finger to all your.
If
fingers
nobody says anything,
yes,
passes.
Then it passes. That's how you vote. You vote with your silence. So that way, that's taken from like old timey communes.
Yeah. And if one person says a thing, nothing.
Everybody
it's
else
all
could want it. So you have one contrary dickhole and you can get nothing done. Yeah. So it's a miniature version of Congress, essentially, is what it is.
It's got to be unanimous.
Yeah. They have like two people on the side going, I want crazy shit. And everyone's going, can we just fucking pass the normal shit that people want? But I want crazy shit. It's the same thing. Exact same thing. So their own little weird Congress. The guy who runs it, though, I say runs it because he fucking runs it. He owns the place.
Yeah,
if you own
the
land, you're not equal to everybody else. Yeah, it's your land. You can tell everybody to fuck off tomorrow and they'd have to go. So no one else has that power.
He's got the nicest setup. He's got everything that's the best stuff. And he doesn't even look dirty.
No, not at all. And he's always going out of town for a few days, too.
Yeah,
and
he's always on the road.
I always picture him in like the fucking in the Ritz-Carlton with like the robe on, sitting in bed with a big room service tray. Yeah,
his hair in a towel.
Yeah, hair in a towel. Big room service tray next to him. Fucking masseuse knocking on the door, sir. I just picture that going on, and then he comes back there. Oh, I love roughing it. I live off the land.
Grows a three-day scruff and comes on back.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. That's better. He grew up in a cult.
Yeah.
He was born into, what is it, the Rainbow Cult? Is that what it was in the 60s?
Rainbow Coalition? Rainbow Cult? Whatever it was. Rainbow was involved. Yeah.
We'll do a bonus episode on it because it seems really weird.
Yeah. Because
it's like a hippie commune that's a big cult. That's because it's huge and all these people. But that's what he was born into. Mm-hmm. His family was big into it and he grew up in it. And it was eventually broken up by, there was criminal activity and everything else. Yeah. So
people get arrested.
Like all cults do. Eventually it'll come to someone's getting fucked that doesn't want to get fucked. Because
eventually there's sex trafficking or rape.
Financial
or
bullshit.
Financial.
Or
yeah. One way or another. Or
pooling everybody's.
Guns.
Yeah. Making people sign up for. Like SSI and shit like that, and trying to get disability
money,
and then getting all their money like Jonestown. Right. There's always something going on. So this guy, he like I said, he's the guy who runs it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I'm not in charge. I don't know what you're talking about. But then when they ask each person, who do you think's in charge? They all say him.
It's all that guy. Yeah.
So he's in charge. That's it. If everyone thinks you're in charge and legally you're in charge, you're fucking in charge. You can say you're not all you want.
It's fucking land. You can tell anybody what to do here at any point.
To everybody fuck off and they got to go. You can call cops and say, this is my land. I want everybody to fuck off of it. And they'll take
it. It's over.
You got to get out of here. Sorry. Yeah. They want you're trespassing. So I don't know if a tent would be considered residency. So,
I don't think you can get mail to the Coleman on the fucking plot of land.
No, I'm in the back school bus. You delivered this to the front school bus.
I'm in the Cadillac CTS.
Yeah. And there's like every weird character you can think of in this too. There's like
wild.
Super, super like hippie people. Yeah. Like the one chick who tries to heal. Anyways, I made bark cream, root cream for you and like whatever the fuck it went. I'm going to say I'm going to ohm around you and do a thing with a triangle. Like, that's not going to make your back feel better. I'm sorry.
Ohm around,
I'm going to ohm
she's
up this fucking joint.
She's got belly tattoos and fascinating
mess,
duck. Yeah.
She is fascinating. So everything from that to what we also encounter which is like redneck world is coming to an end, people. Like,
yeah.
I get a lot of my news from the internet and Facebook people. Like, I heard that this and this and that and this. And that, so they're going to base their future life on what I heard on a message board somewhere. Right. And
I read this on Discord, so it's right.
And this is a completely non-political statement because these people come from all over the place. Right. The world are going to end, people. They just come from everywhere. So.
And he says it over and over and over again.
Everybody does. That's all they ever talk about.
Yeah.
Like, literally, if the world doesn't end very soon, these people are going to be fucking disappointed because all they talk about is, well, I'm going to be fucking sitting pretty when the world ends. I mean, now, obviously, I look like a scumbag and I haven't showered in a month and I eat out of a dumpster. But I'll tell you what, once the world ends, you're all going to be kissing my ass. Like, oh, okay.
Is that one guy an actual, is he one of, like our friend Traveler, is he one of those? The red guy? Do you know what I'm talking about? Tree? Is that his name?
I don't think he's a Traveler. When we say Traveler, we mean colloquially. Colloquially.
It's like
we
mean
gypsy
religion?
Type. I mean like the TV show, like the gypsy wedding and all that. Those are travelers, actually, and we know a traveler, but I don't think he is I think he just travels.
It that because he's actually walking from place to place.
And he's the Irish guy who I don't even think he's really Irish, to be honest.
I don't think so either. I'll bet he's from Ohio.
I was just going to say, I think he's from Iowa. He's full of shit, and he decided this is a character. Because when the private investigator girl looked at him and couldn't find anything on immigration about him, I'm like, that's because he's not fucking from there. I knew he was full of shit.
Naturalized. Citizen, that guy.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah, there'd be a lot of paper trail for you, redhead boy, ginger
he's
boy.
He's just got his sides shaved and he's horny. That's all this is about for him.
He is such an asshole, that guy.
Holy
Jess.
Fuck.
Jess is his name, I think.
I don't know. Or, they call tree, him Tree.
Tree. Yeah, tree. I think his real name is Jess. Jesse.
Maybe. I don't know.
Tree, though, is what they all call him.
He's a complete scumbag.
He's a complete asshole. When he's talking to the camera, he's like, it's just wonderful to be like, you know, one with the earth. And I'm just like, I don't care about the regular conventions of things. Like, I just want to, like, feel what to do and do it, you know, and just, like, have everyone share love. And, like, that's how he talks on camera.
Yeah.
He's like Mr. Earthy hippie guy. And he has Instagram videos where he's a character and TikTok videos and shit. But in reality, he is a petulant fucking child.
Yeah.
Who backstabs and manipulates. He's a Machiavellian cunt is what he is in reality.
Constantly trying to fuck people. He's constantly with the artistry and I want music and carbon footprint. You're playing music, man, on a radio.
He just likes anarchy is what he likes too. Yeah. Like he doesn't.
But he's also with
why do we have to have rules? Like,
but everybody's going to get us all murdered.
Yeah, everyone's going to get us murdered.
We're all in danger.
Oh, this fucking idiot.
He's a nightmare.
And they're all, that's the thing, they're all afraid of everybody yet all on social media at the same time. Mm-hmm. That guy, he makes me the most angry, though, because he's like the most phony human being ever.
In the whole camp. Yeah.
He's a cultivated social media personality. Yep. Yep. And then otherwise, he's always like trying to fuck people over and like, I don't like that one. And he got that one girl kicked out for really no reason at all.
Probably because she wouldn't fuck him.
He didn't like, he didn't like her. And he like stole her phone and fucking walked away
with
it.
Down the road with it?
Yeah,
that's fucking theft, sir.
You can't do that. That's the thing that they don't understand, too, because every one of them is like, I just don't like the rules of society, and I don't like all the rules, and I don't like feeling hemmed in, I don't like being told what to do. But then you go there, and you go, everybody can be here, and no rules. But that's not that. If you get more than five people together, you got to start making rules.
There's got to be rules.
You have to. Otherwise, it's fucking chaos, and people will be stealing from each other, and it's human nature. It takes over. Lord of the Flies takes over. You need rules. And that's why.
Heads on pikes and people walking down the road with somebody else's shit.
And they talk about how free they are, and then they show the long list of rules that they have in the camp.
Yeah.
Which include, like, no drugs, no alcohol, no all this shit. And it's like,
there's people that are coming there not just because of the lifestyle, but it's to be away from society because they're trying to dry out and they're recovering alcoholics and they're trying to get better. And then these people are like, let's have a fucking flirty, sexy party.
if we're here to be free, then you're going to tell me I can't do drugs. I might as well live in the fucking middle of the city where I can't do fucking drugs. Yeah. This is crazy.
Go live in an AA clinic or something.
That's what I mean. I might as well live in fucking St. Louis or something then. Why bother? other. Like,
but if you're going to live in a society like this, there's got to be some sort of rule that respects both of those people: the guy that wants to fuck everybody and the guy that's here to drip dry.
I'm of the opinion of, and this is just me, and I'm pro recovery, people in recovery, whatever. I'm pro whatever the fuck is good for people. Whatever keeps people from being complete assholes Dicks that makes me want to punch them, great. I don't care if it's religion. I don't care if it's booze, drugs, not drinking booze, not doing drugs, whatever you're fucking into. I don't care. Sure. Who you fucking doesn't matter to me. None of that shit. But, like, this is the type of thing where I get mad when, like, when people – okay, if you're in recovery – good for you. But if you need to live in the fucking woods completely separate from society to be able to stay sober, that's a bigger fucking problem that you need help for. And being in the woods isn't going to help you. I understand people go to, like, rehab for a while. It's not to live away from society. That's to sober up and get some skills to cope with your shit. And then you go out into the world and you have there's alcohol around. Are you never going to be around alcohol again for the rest of your life?
Well, that's what this
guy's How are you going to pull that off? Yeah. That's not a sustainable plan. I'm just saying.
Not with this red mohawked fucking cunt around. He's going to have so much booze around here.
More pussy and booze.
Pussy and booze. Put the kids to bed. There's children here. Holy shit.
So that's the other thing. There's fucking kids here, which freaks me out. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that one bit.
Not one fucking
iota.
That is
reckless ass parenting. If you're out there at a time with they need a fucking education. Forget everything else. That
they need
child
shelter.
Needs to be, they need a roof.
They're eating out of dumpsters and living outside. Let's go food, water, shelter, and then also, education and, you know, like a society. And
stop feeding that kid trash can potato chips.
Yeah. And I get a wanting to be away from society. I fucking hate people. Trust me, I get it. But
it's a nightmare.
It's also just we're human beings, so we have to be around somebody.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So let's talk about kind of what the documentary focuses on, because basically as you come in here, they made a rule that in order to come to this place, you have to, like, apply to them, basically. Yeah. And then they'll say, yes, you can come. And you show up and you can stay for 10 days.
Yep.
That's your trial window. And then at the end of 10 days, you decide whether you want to be there. And if you do, then they do their non-voting vote.
The silent vote.
Nobody objects to you living there, then you're allowed to move in. You're a citizen of this shithole. And go ahead and dig your poop trench is what that is. That's dig your permanent poop trench.
They shit in a trench.
Yeah, they just dig it. And they're like, you just squat over 1 foot on each side. And I'm like, no, you don't. No.
You sit restfully on a fucking toilet.
Yeah. Do you know the wonder people probably had when the first, like, flushing toilet came into their house? And they were like, the poop goes away? Oh, my God. We've progressed to this.
Where'd it go? Don't worry about it. Is it
under
your
problem?
Not your problem.
You'll never see it again. I promise you.
It's off your property. How to get
greatest?
Don't worry about it.
Greatest invention ever. And they're like, nope. I don't.
3 gallons
of
water took that whole load down the road. What?
What? And I get that people also like to camp and live like this, but to live like this always is a different story. And it's fine for you, but if you have children, don't do this to
them,
please.
You can't do this. And then they're interviewing that girl as she walks and shows us the poop trench.
Yeah.
And then a kid goes, I'm pooping.
I'm pooping.
No, you can't take cameras down where
there's a
child.
Camera crew and adults just walking where kids are
child's
pooping in an
out.
Open field. Pooping in an open field. This is crazy.
Now, unbelievable.
They focus it in the beginning on the two Tylers, I'll call them, because they're both named Tyler.
Right.
They couldn't be more different.
Exactly.
One Tyler we're introduced to, he looks like the guy from The Program and Necessary Roughness.
Latimer.
He looks a bit like Latimer, like a shorter Latimer. He would have absolutely been a little pudgier. That's what I mean. Yeah. He would have absolutely been a professional wrestler in 1985.
Oh, for
without,
sure.
Yeah. A doubt in the world. Yeah. He does not fit in. Yeah. This is that's what's sad about wrestling is not like crazy people anymore. It's like all these kind of nerdy high school athletes
the
and
normal
shit.
People now.
And they're way too normal now because now guys like this don't have a place to go.
Right.
because he would be arrested. Like, think about it, in the 80s, like, what the fuck job could Randy Macho Man Savage have? What job could he have? Where?
Oh, yeah, paper plastic. Yeah, brother, you put me in front of Microsoft Excel and I'll make your columns for you, bro. Ooh, like, he can't. He's, like, breaking shit and, like, he cannot work.
Yeah, you want fries with that?
What cubicle is he going to work in where that's going to work out?
Ooh, I'm looking for that promotion. Ooh, yeah.
It's Margie's birthday. There's birthday cake in the break room.
Ooh, and he comes in and flying elbow smashes the whole cake. Ooh, he's just too intense.
Smashes the cake in Mary's face.
Yeah. What job was Rowdy Roddy Piper going to have? He can't be working a fucking... That's what I mean. Now this is this guy. That's where we're at. This is Tyler. Now, we're introduced to Tyler nude. He's just
with
nude
his
chilling.
Wife.
With his wife nude chilling also. Is she a little person?
I think she's certainly not big sized. She's fun sized.
Where she comes up to him, Sarah went, how tall is he? Is he like 6 foot
eight? He's not that big. Yeah.
He's not 6 foot eight because I'm like, well, she comes up to about where you come up to on me. But I'm 6'4", and he's not 6'4".
No, he's not.
So, and Sarah's only 5'1", so
she's
got to
be 4'5", 4'6".
Fucking six. Yeah, like, she's very tiny, and later on, some poor woman's going to have to look at her butthole. So.
Yeah, that was a wild scene. He carries her around like a fucking backpack. It's so weird.
And they do some weird, like, performance art shit, too, where, as I've seen that pictures
where
of that.
Picks her up and stuff,
yeah, where, like, he's, like, got his arm out and she's, like, resting
balancing
like a bird perched.
Yeah, because she's the size of a koala bear.
Yeah. She's a private investigator. And
that's easy because she can crawl in your fucking wallet.
Yeah, you'll never see her. Crawls in through a sewer pipe.
She crawls in your computer and watches you beat off to porn.
What's he doing in there? She's a gremlin person. So he is ex-military guy who really, really enjoys like survivalist stuff. Yeah. And he's all about the end of the world is coming. That's not to be debated.
Obviously,
it'll happen real soon.
Yeah. Right.
So I need to know I know I'm going to survive because I kill things. And
I'm going to fish and...
He shot a squirrel in the face and ate it.
I'm gonna forage roadkill, and that's how I'm gonna survive. Gross.
It's really wild. But I feel like if someone's gonna live a survivalist lifestyle, he's gonna do the best at it.
Oh yeah.
He's into it. He's making spears to fucking spear fish and like real spears, like good ones, not some horseshit and just sharpen a stick.
He knows how to make traps. Yeah.
He knows how to make traps with trees. This guy's a little bit of twine. He can fucking own the forest, I'm telling you.
He's going to trap something big and feed for a while.
He's like first blood, like the first Rambo, like when he's in the woods. That's what he's kind of like. So that guy, he's kind of made for this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Then there's the other Tyler, who is a big, fat, doughy, Southern guy who that doesn't matter, but the point of saying is that he sits there eating like a big old Southern breakfast with all of his pork and all his stuff. He's so heavy that he can't do things. That's how heavy he is. His
knees
rub together.
So these are two people that are being invited to the commune. The two different Tylers. These aren't even people that live there yet.
No.
The documentary
you're seeing
is
them
focusing
in their home
on
environments
them.
First.
Yeah. Before they're like pre-interview talking heading and watching them live before they come to the commune.
Yeah. He lives in like a comfortable house and sits in like a big recliner and like his wife
has
makes dinner
daughters.
For him. He doesn't like go out in the woods and forage or do any of that. His feet are up and he's watching the college football game, period. Yep.
And his feet are up and they're the same width as his legs.
His knees touch
him.
Wow,
is he so big.
And the thing that really shocked me is he's only 34 years old.
That is crazy, right?
I thought he was like 50 at least. Yeah. He is. I was like, wow, that guy's that much younger than me. Yeah. That's fucking terrible. He looks awful. I mean, awful for himself. 34. Usually heavy set people look younger. That's the weird part. Somehow his health is so bad. His face just looks aged. He looks terrible. And his health is bad. He talks about it.
His age is his lowest number on his medical chart.
Yeah. Certainly. Way lower than his cholesterol, which would make him 17 lifetimes. He's like, he definitely is not a guy who you like would even play a game of pickup basketball.
No.
He's,
no, 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 no.
He's a guy who's sitting while other people are doing things.
I can do it. He wouldn't be able to play catch with this boy.
No.
If he drops the ball,
or if his daughters want to play, it's tough
right.
shit.
He's gonna
y'all
have
better
to have
be
them.
Girly because I ain't moving.
If y'all want to play softball, I'll watch.
Dude, he's the only reason he's doing this. He's not
he's
like
aware.
The other guy who's right. into being a survivalist right. and all that. He's like, I just think the world's gonna end.
And he's aware of how much of yeah. a useless piece of shit yeah. he is to his family.
That's what he says. I need to be able to, you know, protect my daughters yeah. and you know, be able to provide for my family. Yeah. But he's just one of these guys who goes on message boards and thinks the world's going to end. He doesn't have a mental illness or anything. He's just like, oh, man, Chester 126 says that the world's ending on Friday. I better do something. Like, he's one of those guys.
Take care of my babies and my wife. So
Jesus
I better go
Christ.
Get – I'm going to go get in shape this week, and I'll be right back. What?
Yeah. I'm going to go get – yeah.
I'm going to take 10 days and fix it, and I'll be right back.
And this is all walking. That's all that takes right. place at this at this camp. So – Tyler 1, in shape Tyler, shows up, and he fucking hits the ground running.
Like, they love him.
He's, like, teaching them stuff that they didn't know at all that works all much better, and, like, he's talking about, oh, we're going to build this trench thing, and we're going to build the water will flow this way. Like, he knows what he's doing out there. They need him.
Yeah. By the end of it, because of the tornadoes that are coming through, he solves the problem by getting
a shelter
thing. One of those trailers or the cargo containers shows up, and he's going to bury that thing by hand.
And that's what, you know, they got a bulldozer for that.
You're right.
Yeah, they rented
they got
that.
Heavy
Because, you know, if the world ends, they're going to be fine, even though they can rent heavy machinery. At one point, they go to fucking Lowe's and just buy tons of shit.
Shovels and shit.
Shovels and tools and fucking drills.
They're flipping through the fucking aisles.
But DeWalt drills and shit. Like, they're buying high-quality tool items from a big-box multinational retailer, and they're like, I live off the earth. And what are you talking about?
You have an 18-volt Milwaukee, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Here's another thing. If society ends, you know what won't be there? Food and dumpsters, because no one will fucking throw shit out. You're depending on people who fucking try, and then you take whatever they discard for you and leave behind.
Also,
it's pathetic.
The other thing that's going to end when the world ends is fuel for the generator to power your fucking DeWalt, you idiot.
And all your
whole lives.
All this
electric shit. Yeah.
And gas for your buses to drive to the place where you need to go to get shit. And all that stuff.
And
your
iPhone that you require for your fucking Instagram page.
Yes. If they had a big self-sustaining ranch where they had animals that they would butcher for food and like a creek with fucking with fish in it, and they had a big vegetable thing, and they can turn everything over. I go, then you might be able to survive. Probably not, because everything will be fucking radioactive.
Right.
What do you think? It won't leak to there? It won't destroy what you're eating? You're just going to be sick for a long time before you die. I'd rather be melted in half a second, wouldn't you?
You're eating three-eyed fish, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. I'm going to go live in the woods and shit in a hole and have my skin come off in chunks for 5 years, so that's better than just getting melted.
I don't want to see what sloughing looks like.
No,
it's gross.
I don't want any part of any of this shit. And Fat Tyler, by the way, is a lazy shit talker.
He's an asshole.
He's an
asshole. Shit, man.
Dude's a dick. He does nothing.
From jump, James. He gets out of his car and then looks down the road and goes, well, I guess I'll walk. He's dragging a wheeled suitcase and a pillow.
A wheeled suitcase up a fucking giant dirt hill with big ruts in it. And then he just decides, he walks about 15 feet and he goes, well, I'm going to need a ride. I'll just wait here for someone to come get me.
This is where I wait.
And then he sees somebody and he's like, can I get a ride? And they're like, what? Like, what are you talking about? People, we all walk around here. He's like, I can't make it up that hill. And they're like, I guess we'll get you a ride.
They sent a fucking busted ass camper to get him.
They haul his ass back up there. And this guy, he shit talks everything. If you were to say, draw an American like to a foreigner, it would be this man. If you said to a British person, just AI me a fucking American, it would be this exact guy.
And then put a thought bubble of his head and think, and put in there anything that you think he might say. I guarantee it's
everything
a quote
he said
came out of this fucker's mouth.
Just a shit-talking fat guy eating copious amounts of pork and talking about how he's better than other people.
Sitting
that's
there with
it.
A They gave him a serving of dinner, and his disdain for the size of the amount of food
was so obvious.
And he took like 6 bites of it and set the bowl down. He's like, you know, he's about to say, is there more, y'all?
Y'all got Jimmy Dean out here? I need pork fried in a pan real quick. So
there wouldn't happen to be seconds, would there?
Thirds, maybe. And that's the thing. They're living out of dumpsters. I mean, literally, they go to these dumpsters, and more people come in. There's the, what's her name? The black lady who comes.
I forget her name. Tlanisha?
And they love her because they're like, shit, please, we need a black person. And right now it looks weird out here.
This looks really awful.
Looking creepy. Like,
And she's awesome, but she happens to be Polly, which that provides a lot of answers of why she's there, because she does weird shit in her own personal life.
And she's like, I'd like a place to be all by myself in the middle of nowhere with me and like 5 guys, and they're all plowing me all the time and feeding me grapes and shit.
Guts.
And I'm like, what is, getting all up in my guts. I'm like, what is happening in this fucking show? Imagine a guy sat there. I just want to get a harem of women and just have them feed me things and farm my land for
me. There would be no question if this was a cult if a man said that.
Yes, oh, God. But that's the other thing, too. They all have different reasons for being here and all have – that's the difference with, like, a religious cult. It's different because they all kind of coalesce around one particular idea, whereas this is kind of a catch-all for hippies, outcasts, people who just aren't good at making it, people who want to try something new, survivalist militia nuts, and doomsday people. You mix all of them together, and you get a really fucked up menagerie of people.
That is a bizarre party.
It's a strange party. They kick out the hippie hairdresser, which they could use someone to do some hair in that joint. They should have definitely kept her.
Everybody's hair is pretty fucked.
It's pretty fucked up and ratty and disgusting. They could have definitely used someone with a brush and a new thinning scissor.
If I may be so bold, she's clearly the fucking hottest one there. And that may be a problem for the women in the group.
She always has her side boob hanging out. Yeah. And shit like that. Like,
Shirt
is like, whoop. Yeah.
Just a little bit of titty.
Yeah, here's my side tit with my rib tats. Like,
she happens to, she's kind of annoying. Where she she clearly has some like
she's like one of those hippies.
Yeah,
let me tell you about
the
my
internet
crystals.
Influenced her and told her what a hippie is, and she's just living that lifestyle. Whatever, that's fine. But she's too fucking hot for these people, and they can't take it.
She essentially was kicked out for being annoying. Basically, she didn't do anything. She didn't. Didn't hurt anybody. She just was
she had questions
out.
Too.
Yes, and she had questions because that's the other thing. These people start to. The new people are all like, I don't know, man. It's a little weird. Like, at first it was fine, but I'm starting to get, like, a weird vibe. Like, And they'll ask them, does it feel like a cult? And they're like, I think it's culty. It's a
something.
Little weird.
Yeah.
It's culty because that whole group mentality thing is a weird culty thing. It's very strange. So they kick her out. The one chick who comes in that I thought was going to do terribly, obviously.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
She lives in L.A. She's like always on Instagram and making the video. Hey, everybody. I'm just going to show you how to apply your makeup.
Most annoying. She brought fucking eyelashes.
She brought like hair stuff, like fucking like a straightener and shit. And you're like, you're in the woods.
You gonna plug that into a fucking oak, lady?
Yeah, she came with her nails done, with a full set on, like no shit, ready to rock and roll. And clearly, she was doing this for social media.
Yeah.
Like,
because she saw it on social media, she was influenced by somebody in the fucking camp.
Yeah,
just like she saw a fucking street taco at a truck on the side of fucking Vine, and she had to go have that fucking taco.
Yeah, and now she's obsessed with Mexican food. She had one street taco.
I just love guac when it has all the stuff in it. Guac.
Oh, my God.
She says guac. I want to punch you. Say guac again.
Oh, she's really annoying. She's really fucking
annoying.
I'll
hit you with an avocado.
You can tell it's definitely for social media followers is why she's doing the documentary, why she's doing everything. But she shows up and she fucking like jumps in head first, though.
She does
She's
great.
Like, what are we doing? Dumpster diving? Cool. She's like, wow, this is – because for her it was a field trip.
Yeah.
If you know you're leaving in 10 days, it's fine. But you
Who
can't
cares?
Do that yeah. for 10 years. That's right. the difference. Do you want to do that for 10 years? For 10 mm-hmm. days, it's like a weird fucking fantasy, hobo right. fantasy camp or some bullshit.
Yeah. The black lady even said, is it going to be like wet at the bottom? And they're like, oh, yeah. And she's like,
oh, yeah.
Man, I need boots for this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she's like, I need boots. I'm not going in there. And this one's like, I don't give a fuck.
I'll get in.
But by halfway through, she's like, I have 7 nails left. Yeah. She's like, got all her nails taken off. But she goes with the flow a lot. Yeah, no, she just goes with the flow.
It's very impressive that she was able to commit and then not just commit, but convince everybody that she was committed.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't necessarily 100% on board, but
no,
she was certainly in it for that 10 days. She was absolutely committed
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
and she made
I will poop in a hole. That's fine.
I'll do it. Whatever.
I'll do
10
it,
days of
I,
it. Yeah. That's 10 times. Whatever.
But
I'm
not going to have an idea of how we can do irrigation. I don't know how
right.
to do that. And I don't really care. I'm just,
I won't know
in a
how
hole
to
and
yeah, I won't
eat your
to,
weird food for 10 days.
I will not fertilize with moss, but I'll
no,
create moss with my shit.
Holy shit. And then I love when Tree, remind me of the dumpster again, because I want to
yeah.
go back and visit the stuff they were pulling out of the dumpster.
Gross.
But when Fat Tyler was sitting yeah. there, uh-huh. and he's like cross-legged, and Tree was digging that hole, remember?
Yeah.
And he was telling him like, oh, this would be a compound thing, and we'll get these going, and we'll get all of this, and it's going to be wonderful.
And it's going to be just microbes just like fucking each other and like
yeah.
microbes 69ing to the point where like everything's going to break down.
Why is everything sex with him?
It's all sex with him.
Yeah.
And Fat Tyler goes, what's a microbe?
it's in your gut right now.
Broke Jesse's, he broke Tree's brain with that though. Tree's like, well, it's a, why are you questioning me? And then he was all mad. He got pissed off, threw the shovel down,
yeah.
walked away, and all he said was, what's a microbe? He's like, well, I mean, you said it, so you should probably know what you're talking about. If you're going to say
yeah.
a microbe, you should probably know what a microbe is, which is a fair point.
Not bad.
At the same time, obviously, this is a dipshit who's just running off at the fucking mouth. Let
mm-hmm.
him say microbe a bunch of times, ignore him, and then later on tell your wife, this fucking idiot kept talking about microbes. He doesn't even know what they are.
He doesn't know what a microbe is.
Instead, he had to go, what's a microbe? And he had no idea, Tree. And really had quite the meltdown about it, if
yeah.
I'm being honest here.
Yeah,
he lost his fucking mind. He had several meltdowns.
He did it a lot.
A lot of meltdowns.
It's only 6 episodes, and he probably had 7-8 meltdowns over stupidity. And he's
15
like
days?
The,
like,
yeah, he's
yeah,
accusing the fucking
days.
He's accusing the TV guys, the camera guys of doing
yes.
shit and putting us all in danger.
Putting
Everybody's putting
danger.
Him in danger.
Everything.
You could
get
He's
us so
murdered.
Dramatic.
Yeah, we're going to be murdered because of you. Because
I guess
okay.
there was a, this came out in like 2021, 2020, mm-hmm. that this was at, or 2019, whatever it was, about this thing. And a lot of people on social media, because if you post something on social media, even
yeah.
if it's the greatest thing in the world,
oh,
a ton of people
yeah.
will hate your guts for no
yeah.
reason, because that's
right.
what social media is for.
Yeah.
So I guess a lot of people were saying, oh, my God, this is a cult. This is a cult. And we're like, you know, saying that you guys are pieces of shit and this is a
yeah.
cult because, in my opinion, it fucking is. And
yeah.
a lot of people felt the same way. So they got scared.
Yeah. I've decided there's not a clear. Did you tell me that? There's not really a clear definition.
Yes,
of cult?
There is a definition of
yeah.
cult, but it's so fucking vague that.
Yeah.
anybody who's running a cult would go, yeah, but that could mean this or that or this.
Right.
And you tell me one major religion that doesn't
yeah.
describe as well and blah, blah. That's what they say. So
Hydro flasks are a cult. Okay.
Yeah. That's what they say. So it's a weird thing. But the dumpster, when they're in the dumpster, the
yeah.
things they're looking for
yeah.
are expired but still good
yeah.
things. And the grocery stores do throw out a lot
sure.
of shit like that.
Yeah.
They have to. So what did they get? They got pork rinds at one point,
they got,
didn't
they? They got a bag of chips, those like, I forget the, they're specific chips, like fucking chickpea chips. I think they
yeah,
are chickpea
yeah, yeah,
chips,
yeah.
yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
like opens the bag and takes some out and she like comments about how they're still crispy and hands them to somebody. I'm like, no, you just
Ugh.
Had your hands in the trash can
yeah.
and then you opened
then
the
you
bag, put your hand inside.
And then put it in your
now,
mouth.
Everything in there is spoiled and what you just
well.
Put in your mouth is spoiled. That's,
these people
what
are,
you
are
doing?
Living. They have. They all have worms. I'm sorry. Every person in here,
yeah.
every person
yeah,
on this
have...
property shits worms. I guarantee
so,
it.
Soon as the moon comes out, all of your buttholes itch because those worms are coming out.
Do you think that whoever does the cooking, like, washes their hands to the appropriate amount of times and the appropriate and the temperature of water with the appropriate soap?
I don't know what the appropriate amount of antibacterial.
Yeah.
I don't know what the seasoning they're using, but somebody they showed a close up of the food with a disgusting hand, like there was dirt in the nails, and they are bare hand seasoning it and just running the seasoning all. Spoiling the whole pot.
It's disgusting.
What the fuck, man?
And they were jacked when they'd find some chips or some shit in the dumpster. They're like, now we got...
There was sausages. There, I forget what
there
else.
There was nothing like of any nutritional value, though, that
they
found.
Just junk shit.
It was like they're eating like raccoons. Like, you can't eat like that. You can't survive like...
They're eating the snack aisle of the Walmart.
Their whole lifestyle is like sustainable for like a month tops before it's like, okay, my health is suffering. This is crazy. I have worms. Like your whole everything would fall apart.
I have salt.
It's awful.
What is this?
It's like skin rot. This is horrible. I don't want any of this shit.
I sweat, and the only thing coming out is salt. There's not even water. It's just it's just pushing out rock salt.
Rock salt. Just little rocks.
That's what we season the food with.
Oh, it's my personal rock salt. I use the stuff that comes from my underboob because it's particularly salty.
It came off my forearm.
Oh,
good
man.
Lord.
So the two Tylers again here, they're spending their time differently, like we said. One is thriving, one isn't.
One's now, sitting.
One is sitting. Now, thriving Tyler, his only problem is his phone doesn't work where they are.
Yeah.
So he can't, his texts don't go through, and he's not getting any texts from his wife, and he can't get his calls through to his wife. And his wife is clearly his...
Everything.
She's what keeps him out of prison or a mental hospital, obviously.
Whatever the alternative is, she's the one that keeps him anchored. Yeah,
she keeps him together because otherwise he spins out. The other Tyler, every night he goes into his tent, his phone works great up there.
Works great. He's got Verizon.
He just talks shit about everyone to his wife. And he talks loud. His voice is like this. It rings out.
He's very Alabama. He's loud and opinionated.
He's from Kentucky, isn't he? Or Tennessee or something?
I don't recall, but
South Carolina, maybe?
Yeah, he's just loud, opinionated, doesn't care who hears him. As long as hears me, I don't care.
Roll Tide! He's that guy, And he's on the phone, and anybody in this field could hear him because if there's no other sounds, you're outside, and he's just outside talking on the phone. A tent isn't a soundproof barrier. It's a fucking tent.
It's not whispering.
So, he's just talking mad shit, and at one point, he's sitting down doing one of the face-to-face here, the talking heads with the documentary, sitting in the woods with his cane, with his fucking walking stick. And one of the other hippie chicks is like, we'd like to talk, if you're not too busy, like, when you're free of this, like, we'd like to talk to you. And he's like, well, it's going to be a while. And she's like, well, maybe we, like, talk now.
I'm busy talking shit right now.
I'm busy talking shit about y'all. And he just got finished talking shit about everybody too. And then he later on will say everybody bullied him. That's the other thing. Yeah. Which they did treat him like shit because he didn't do anything that they were supposed to do. He he sucked up resources without contributing to the
goal. But he's using the wrong word because he's saying they're bullying him, but a bully forces you to do things against your will rubs bubble gum in your hair or just treats you like an asshole for no reason.
They just didn't
want to
hang out with him.
There's
nobody
plenty
called him
of
names.
Reason. There's plenty
nobody,
of reason.
Yeah. Nobody said, hey, fat ass, get over here and help me with that. No one said that. They were he didn't really contribute and they just kind of left him alone.
And he was mad they ignored him.
Ostracized would be a better term than bullied. I think he was more of an ostracized.
He did
guy,
say so. Outcasted, which outcasted was not the right word.
No, but we got his point.
The Andre 3000, mate.
When he goes up to Tree and starts fucking arguing with him there, remember? Yeah. And he's like, well, y'all are bullying him. He's like, you didn't do anything. And they're like going back and forth. When he was leaving. Yeah, when it's over.
Can I talk to you for a minute? I need to talk to you. And he's like, what do you want to talk about? I'm leaving. It's two days. The man lasted 48 hours. 48 hours for them to hate him.
He said, and I stand around. I tried. Nobody would even talk. I stand around, sit there in the kitchen. Everybody's making food, and I'll be talking to people. How's your day going? Small talk. Nobody, they'll straight ignore me. Turn around, walk the other direction.
They're busy. They're trying to survive.
They're bullying me. Bullying me. And he's a guy, goddamn guarantee you he has a shirt that says fuck your feelings at home. I guarantee it. Because that's the guy who wears that.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Fuck your feelings. And, set mine. Jesus. Yeah. And it that has, was mean.
It says the word your feelings on it, and then it has a man fucking the Y.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what just it is. Because I'm clever, you see.
Yeah. Or one of the Ford peeing on things or whatever on yeah. on feelings he's got.
He's got a very loud opinion bag. For no fucking reason. He doesn't yeah. deserve it.
That's a good point. Yeah. So, yeah, he ends up leaving after that. Y'all are dicks and blah, 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 blah.
48 hours? I'm camped longer than that.
Stumbled. That's what I mean. He stumbled off somewhere. Imagine yeah. that guy trying to hover over a hole to shit. It's not easy.
God.
It's not easy. He was just hungry. He had to leave because he was like, I want my wife's cooking again.
She was hangry, had some meat sweats, and was missing them Reese's.
Because every time they cut to her, she had something else on the front in the frying pan. Like she was always cooking something up. He likes a Costco is what he likes. He gets in one of them motorized carts and really just goes to work with it.
So maybe we should raid the trash can at the Costco, guys.
Yeah, that'd be better. Bigger things, more things.
See if we can get a pallet of fucking expired food.
I am hungry. A pallet of old Fruit Loops. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm starved.
So the private investigator, the little wife
tiny
of
lady. Yeah.
Tyler 1 there, she cannot get a hold of him either.
Yeah.
And she, now he just left and was like, I'm going to this commune. It might be a cult. I don't know. I'll be in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she hasn't talked to him. So she's like, I don't know if they fucking killed him and ate him or what. Like she's
dead. Yeah.
Anybody would be worried about their significant other in that situation. So she figures out where it is and just goes there.
Just packs up and goes, I'll go see him.
She's a badass too. She's like packing up, going there, big old backpack on. She's fucking hiking up the hill.
Tactical
she drove her
gear
car
everywhere. Yeah, and she just shows
she
up.
Shit. She just shows up, and Tyler's crying, and there was a big reunion, and that's fine. But some of the people there have a problem with her being there because they're like, she never said she was coming. She just shows up, and now she's here.
She didn't fill out an application.
Yeah. And she's on her separate 10 days. It's a different 10-day thing and all that. Well, at one point, they're sitting down by a creek or down by some water. Naked as the day they were fucking born, right?
Not a stitch of cotton on him.
Later, and the way he's laying, too, he has one leg.
He's on his side.
He's on his side, one leg down, other leg up, just like, look at my balls. Just like you couldn't display and present your crotch more than he's doing.
Serial killers display their bodies with more respect
with less,
and dignity.
With less elan than he's displaying his. So, yikes.
He's just got them all out. It's clearly draped across his thigh.
Nude as fuck, too, just sitting there leaning up on her elbows.
Cross-legged.
Cross-legged Instagram chick walks up.
Oh, hey, guys.
She's wearing a bathing suit.
With clothes over it.
With clothes over it. Yeah, she's got like a sarong thing. Yeah. She looks like she's going to the pool.
Yeah, going to the beach.
She goes down there. And by the way, if I'm 20 feet away and I see balls, I'm turning right back around, right? Because I would think, oh, maybe they're like fucking down there or something.
Oh, God,
like,
Jesus,
I don't want to interrupt.
Caught them in an intimate moment.
But no, they're just chilling. So she just walks up and she's like, hi, guys. And I think it was dark, too. So I don't think even know she could see they were naked until she got up on them, right?
I think it was darkening, but it was certainly
Yeah,
dusk.
I would have definitely seen. Yeah. It was dusk in a lot of places there. So she rolls up on them. And her question with Sarah in the house, we've been saying this, me and her, since we saw this over and over again, back and forth. It's so funny. She goes, did you two forget your bathing suits? The most innocent, hilarious. Please tell me you're not just on purpose nude down here with, you know what I mean? Just want to have your balls out. Please tell me you wanted to go swimming, but only brought regular clothes. So rather than damage them, you just dove in naked. Please tell me that's the case. I'm giving you an opportunity.
Back at camp or back at home?
And she's like, it's just so funny because she's like, I'll give you a chance to be as least weird as you can be.
And both of them are just like, nah.
And she goes, oh no, we got bathing suits. Yeah, they're back there up in our camp. And she's like, okay, All right, just not wearing them. Then they're sitting there, and they ask her what her sexuality is.
What now, the fuck?
Tyler's wife. It's established in the beginning that Tyler's wife is bi.
Yeah.
And they are very much looking to bring a third in for partying.
No problem.
They're very much in. Yeah. Tyler's deal is, I don't mind that you're bi, but I get a crack at him too. That's that's their relationship deal.
I don't mind that she does this as long as I can be a part of it too. Ew. And the way and he says it is like he's cutting her a break. Gross, dude. You're a weirdo.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to cheat, then you have to.
Yeah.
I'm not on her side on that because I'm like, no. If you want to cheat, then you have to fucking. I don't know
if I'm on her side as much as it's just like anytime a guy says that, it's just
weird.
A dude's way of getting a pass to bang more chicks. And it's just
fucking
weird.
And it's just
weird.
Her way of getting a pass to bang more chicks.
Yeah, that's so true, too, because she gets off, too. Yeah. She gets
It's her idea, for Christ's sake.
Right.
Are you kidding me? She's the one driving it. He didn't go like, I want to have a threesome. And she's like, I kind of like girls. Yeah, sure. As long as I'm allowed to be there. Yeah. No, she's like, I like chicks. And he's like, well, so do I. Bring them on in. These two don't seem like they're like playing a game with each other. They're on the same team.
They're
team
both predators.
We want to fuck another chick.
Predators of let's get more pussy in here.
That's what I mean. It's equal is what I'm saying. They just equally are on the same trip. So
couple
they
of piranha. Ask,
totally. Sharks. Debt shark eyes. They ask Instagram chick, what's your sexuality? And she goes, oh, I'm straight. Totally straight.
Right.
Totally straight. So Tyler's like, well, she's bi. I'm straight and she's bi. And then he says, maybe the creepiest thing you could say while you're in the middle of nowhere, nude, just displaying
presenting
your ball sack to a stranger.
Like a lion to the pride.
He says, well, if you ever want to experiment, we'd be open to that. You got a place right here. He just said, if you ever feel like you're okay with fucking a chick, we will fuck you silly right now.
If you ever in the future, but also in the next 3 seconds.
Also right this minute while my balls are out and her pussy's out, then we would like, you could just reach your hand down and start rubbing her pussy and she'd be cool with it. That's what we're saying.
And I'll
like
come
you take
over
a tit out, she'll
from
suck
behind
it.
And,
I'll fuck your face and we got a whole thing going on. See what I just did? You're sucking, she's sucking, I'm fucking your face. Everything's going on. That's what he had in his mind.
A lot of sucking and fucking by this creep.
In front of these camera people. Yeah.
They're filming, we're fucking.
If I'm her, I'd play it real casual and go, no, right this minute, just like she did. Because she was like, no, I'm okay. Like she played it like they offered her Oreos. And she was like, nah, I'm trying to lose a couple pounds.
Not a second,
Not right now, maybe after dinner. But I would have just been like, I'm cool. And then like acted like I was standing up to stretch and then sprinted as far away as I can. Because a lot of murder stories start just like this.
Yeah.
This is... And then they get up to, like, go into the creek, the two of them.
He puts her on his back.
And she hops up on his back with her legs around him, and then she's, like, he's turning back and forth to where her asshole is, like, it is right by this girl's face. Like,
but
in
so is his.
Oh, both of them. But, I mean, her legs are opening around. His ass is tight. He's standing up.
Yeah, her ass
You can't see his asshole. Her asshole was just, like, I mean... fucking open for business back there and her pussy too for that matter but
because an inch and a half below that is straight pussy.
That's pussy. I just feel like it's more offensive to have your asshole really pointing at somebody, like almost touching them with it to where it would suction like a Garfield on a car window. You don't want that. That's bad.
A baby on board, right?
It's not good.
But worse, because it's an asshole that's in a commune that's unshowered
filthy
and unbathed.
Oh, there's shit speckles all over it. It's disgusting.
You can see her worms.
Oh, man. You can see him trying to get out. And then we're going to go into this weird water, which I'm sure won't have any other microbes. I'll use that word and things crawling into me.
There's some bacteria that's going to swim up our pee hole.
Hey, Tree, tell me about my pee hole fucking microbes, would you?
Microbes, they get in your pee hole.
Will my microbes kill the microbes in the water?
God, Jesus Christ. So in the end of this whole thing, we'll wrap all this up. Instagram chick is actually voted in.
Yeah.
They're going to let her. They would let her stay if she wasn't just doing this on a fucking lark. Right. They would let her stay.
Sure.
Tyler gets voted in, but there is. It is. Fat Tyler's gone, but regular Tyler, even though he is the by far the most useful person they have there, he built them tornado shelter, for Christ's sake. Right. There's a couple people there, including Tree especially, because Tree wants to be the center of attention.
Right. He wants to be the boss.
And Tyler is now, because there's a bunch of people, like any new people that come in, they say, who do you think the leaders are? They go, that guy, the guy who owns the land, and Tyler is what they say. Mm-hmm. Because Tyler knows what he's doing, and he's instructing people on what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
So to kick him out, it's pure ego,
it
would be. And eventually, though, because they have a recorded conversation of Tree and his girlfriend shit-talking him.
Yep.
But we got to get rid of that Tyler. And she's like, I know, I hate that Tyler, and I hate this one, and they're all pieces of shit. And then they get in the circle, and she's like, no, 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 not at all. I just don't know. And that's the leader's girlfriend, wife, whatever the fuck, they have kids. And she's like, oh, no, not at all. No, we were just hoping you would like it and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you full of shit twat.
It's all Survivor.
It's all Survivor. Yeah.
They need Jeff Probst to come fucking narrate this whole thing and
that's
host
it
all to keep these people in line.
I love
that there is a tiny little Bushwick Bill in this whole thing.
Yes, I forgot about him.
I fucking love that guy.
He is all in. He's like 3'3".
Yeah.
Not too sturdy on his feet, and he is all about it, though. If you just boost him up, he'll go right in that dumpster, boy.
He's very well aware that if you put him in that dumpster, he's fucked. He can't get out.
Yeah, he can't get out. He's going to need help.
So he will do anything for you.
Yeah, you could. He's fucking great, too.
I love him so much, but I just don't want that. Like, this needs to be broken up, because you can't let people like this that have disabilities
weird.
And shit to come to this. Something bad is going to happen. And who's on the hook for that?
Yeah, it's getting weird out there.
It is.
That's the thing. It's getting weird. And I'm sorry, but the property owner guy, I think he's got to be responsible for this shit.
Absolutely.
He really do. He has to. I kind of structured this whole episode just to get to did you two forget your bathing suits?
Yeah.
And fucking that weird threesome proposition.
It's because, look, in my opinion, a cult turned at what... nothing's a cult. It's not a cult until it gets to either we're all doing this for religious purposes, then it starts to become a cult. But it gets to a cult as soon as somebody is fucking everybody. As soon as there's sex that starts being involved, it's a fucking cult. So if they let Tyler be in charge, this shit turns into a cult tomorrow. Because everybody's going to start fucking. He'll convince them. He's a hard salesman.
He won't do that, though, because his goal, they have a bunch of property.
Yeah.
They live on a rural property in the middle of nowhere. And his goal is to he came here to learn new things in survivalism. Yeah. Meanwhile, he taught them everything. But his goal is to have his.
Already.
Yeah. He wants this, but of his own
on
his property. He's already said that.
Where
he can fuck everybody. Because he says in the end, he goes, I'll tell you what, here you got to be kicked off. But when I have mine, it'll be my wife and I are the king and the queen.
Right.
And we're the ones that decide who does what on our property. And if we don't want you on our property, you're not going to be here. They're going to get a big, giant fuck cult together.
Yeah. And,
absolutely.
And he is a frightening person, because he said if you don't like it, you'll either... The last line is you'll get a gun shoved in your face.
That's him.
Dude,
he's very much into that kind of thing.
Stop it, you fucking weirdo.
Those people are dangerous, and just thank fuck he doesn't find... Let's just hope he doesn't find a couple hundred assholes just like him to run around in the fucking woods together and start a fucking militia, because...
Oh, boy.
This is a dangerous man, and the best place for him is with his weird little wife in the fucking in the woods,
whatever
and they're
woods
just
he's in.
They're fucking, and they should get on whatever apps you can hook up with weird threesome couple.
Hope
shit
he doesn't
and do
find
that
out about Idaho or the fucking UP.
Oh, God. I was gonna say, or up in Michigan somewhere, because it's gonna be we're gonna
a problem.
Start,
we'll find him.
Batten down the hatches on the federal buildings, because we're gonna have problems pretty soon. I have a feeling.
Dangerous individuals. That's what they are. And I hope that I don't know if it's still going. Fuck. I hope they let. I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope that girl.
I
hope the girl
the
that got kicked out created her own in fucking San Francisco or something, because she's a sweet girl.
I feel like she just, last time when they showed her and went to her, she was just like living in this RV. None of these people could live in the structure.
It was like right down the road.
She didn't know where else to go. None of these people can live in a structure that's attached to the ground. That's where they draw the line.
She went to like a KOA campground in fucking St. Louis because they called her and she came right back. So she wasn't far away.
Just in her camper.
Yeah, and it's a pretty nice one too.
It wasn't bad, just bitching and complaining.
Yeah, she had the easiest and sweetest setup of everybody there, except for the guy that owns the place, which is, he's got like a fucking TV in there and all this decoration on the walls and like a washing machine. He's got it made in the shade in that thing, and everybody else is sleeping in the dirt.
That's the other thing. They go through a lot of gas in this place.
Sure the fuck do.
Hey, post-apocalypse, you know it'll be hard to come by?
Gasoline, diesel.
Gasoline.
Diesel's going to be a bitch.
Gasoline, and I don't think there'll be perfectly good food being thrown in dumpsters in supermarkets. No.
You're all going to die.
You're all going to die out there.
The only one that's going to survive is Tyler, and that's fucking frightening.
Otherwise, we got a guy talking about microbes and not even know what he's saying. That's the second best survivalist there. They're not survivalists. They're just the Manson family, in my opinion.
He's going to die because nobody will fuck him.
So there's The Garden, everybody. If you haven't seen it yet, I do recommend you watch it. It's like
terrific.
6 or 7 parts, but they go by fast. I mean, this
it feels
is,
like once you're
boom,
done,
boom,
you're
boom,
like,
boom,
where's
boom.
Where's the next one? There's got to be more. That's not even done yet. Tell me more.
Yeah, you fell off a cliff. You feel like you're like the coyote where you're like your feet are running, and then you look down, and you notice there's no more, and you just fall and splat.
Did Tyler get a fish or not?
Yeah. What the fuck happened? Did he get a fish? Did one of these chicks bang him and his wife? Right. What's going on? Is her butthole put away yet?
Is the little black guy still there? Where's Bushwick Bill?
Where is he? When he gets nude to spear things, I think that's weird.
Why's your dick gotta be out to get a fish?
That's what I'm saying. What is that about? Cover
your cock
up. I fished
a lot. You ever fish naked? I've never done it.
I'll show up naked, but then I put it away for the fish. I don't want to get the wrong idea.
I use worms when I fish. I'm afraid they'll get confused.
I don't want them getting the wrong idea thinking I'm there for something else. I'm there to catch you, and that's all. That's it. It's not sexual. I promise you that. So. Thank you for everything, everybody. And sometime in the next month will be a prisoner dating game.
Oh,
so holy shit, we can't wait for that. So thanks for all that you do for us. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
And thanks for everything, honestly.
Enjoy
Have a good
celebrate.
One.
You're the
Absolutely.
Best. See you.